Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I got the latest on Sherrone Moore, guys.
Boy, yeah. Everything, all the rumors, by the way, that seemed too, like, far-fetched, turns out, no, they're all true.
We got all the deets on this one. This is one of the rare ones where it all happened in one day, and it is, and we know everything.
It's one of the more, like, crazy
stories.
Usually
it takes so long to piece it all together.
No.
Not this one.
Nope.
Not this one.
Nope. Not so up in here.
Here's what happened.
Michigan
Apparently,
man.
Apparently, after the DoorDash driver tip, so the DoorDash driver delivers plan B to Sherrone Moore's office. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
And some people are saying that's like coming from a parody account. Some people, it is so hard to.
No, confirm. They got. I listen. I've pieced this together. I am following real journalists who are talking about this.
Okay.
And apparently it was a DoorDash driver tip.
Because I got crap. Like, people were slamming me saying, Schultz, he got owned by that. I'm like, okay.
I don't
think I did.
I don't know about the plan B thing. I haven't seen that part. But there was a tip about relationship. And so Michigan sat down with both Moore and the girl individually. And they both denied any involvement. This was over a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, the girl's position changed. And Moore was fired.
She
went in there saying, hey, he's been stalking me. Yeah. I got to come clean on this. Here are texts. Here are emails. So she finally came clean because she was scared of him.
Yeah.
So after he got fired, he indeed did go over to her apartment. He broke into her apartment.
Yep.
He grabbed a knife. He threatened to kill her and himself.
Yeah.
His wife confirmed to police that he was having a mental health episode after he came home and told her that he had been fired.
Yep.
Nicole Auerbach, who is a college football writer, said that Michigan was aware of his recent mental health issues, but still fired him one-on-one with no security and no HR.
Yep.
That guy is their AD. His name is Ward Manuel. And today, he got fired.
Yep.
So that is the latest on Sherrone Moore.
Yeah, it's almost
Oh, wait, no, that's not the latest. Here's the latest. He spent the night in jail. He's still in custody. He will be arraigned tomorrow, where I surmise we find out the charges.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the latest.
It's badass crazy.
On Sherrone Moore.
Yeah, because everyone was like, look, Michigan looks completely a bunch of stooges in this. But to be fair to Michigan, right? And this is, Michigan was aware of this. I guess so much of this has been known. Their affair has been known for like a year. Players knew about it and then were joking about it. Even when she became the assistant to him, it was joked about. But there was no proof of it. And when Michigan did try to investigate this, both of them just said no. And at that point, what do you do? Like, so Michigan did look into this, and both of them have stayed steadfast, and none of this is true. And so people are asking, well, why now? It's pretty convenient after signing day. Well, what changed was she changed. Well,
that's what I just... Exactly. Didn't I just outline that?
That's what
she
I'm saying.
She changed because he's been stalking her. And she finally said, dude, this is getting weird. But I'm going back to University of Michigan.
But that's what I'm saying.
And I'm telling him that it's happened.
Everyone was giving Michigan S, saying that they did this specifically around this time, that they waited on this to rat out Sherrone Moore. And that's what you were saying was, no, they didn't. It happened so quickly because this is the first time that one of them broke ranks. This was the first time that she actually said yes. And like you said, brought the proof and receipts. And because of him being the stalker, she was scared of him. And by the way, it sounds like she had every right to be afraid of him.
Yeah, he is. Well, anyway, apparently that job is toxic now and nobody wants it.
Oh, one more thing.
And there's no AD to make the hire. So
one more thing, too. Mr. Moore is a bit of a fiend because now you have basically every Instagram hot and maybe professional that's all coming out of the woodwork. I guess on his Instagram, he followed all of these models. Just
that sell something.
Yeah. He followed them all on his own personal Instagram page. And now they're all coming out being like, oh yeah, dude, he's been DMing me for forever. So apparently it's not just young.
Did we really think she was just the only one?
No, but I mean, there's an idea of the old attractive assistant. That's a tale as old as time, which by the way, never hired
the old attractive assistant.
No, the old, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
not old, the old, like, oh yeah, it's the tale like as old as time. Like hiring the young hot assistant is such a stereotypical thing. It's insane. And you can see where people fall into that trap. But this isn't just he was a horny guy because he saw this young assistant that he had control over. Turns out my man was out there putting it out to anyone that was looking pretty good on Instagram that liked Michigan. Apparently, this was his MO. My man was throwing DMs out left and right looking to see who was taking the bait.
I guess what's interesting, too, now is why did the AD get fired? I guess did the university just say, look, I mean, you should have vetted this guy. Sounds like he's awful.
Yeah.
And you gave him the job. He's also been suspended like 3 times. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, for wrongdoing with the Harbaugh Connor Stallions thing. So I think maybe the AD took the fall for that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But
I mean, ultimately, when you have botched several hires and you've been over these scandals and nothing has gone smooth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And you knew about this and yet really couldn't do anything about it. So this is all just... This was what Oregon State should have done. When there is enough smoke around your athletic programs, you just get rid of everybody. Sometimes you just have to prune the tree and just start anew. Problem is for Michigan now, it's...
But you got to prove cause, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just willy-nilly fire people.
No, you can fire him, though, and just pay the buyout. It's not like he had a huge...
Yeah, I know. But I know universities don't like to do that.
No, no.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, all right, there's your latest.
But the Michigan fans supposedly have been hating on this AD for quite some time and think that he has screwed up plenty of stuff.
Ward Manuel?
Yeah.
Well, he's out. Yeah. There's your latest on Michigan. Exciting.
And in all seriousness, like... I've seen some people, it's a scandalous story, but like Cardale Jones tweeted like, oh my God, Ohio State really broke this guy. You lose one game and now you're trying to kill people. Like,
He's probably just joking.
Yeah, that's a rough, dude, my man went over to someone's house and threatened to kill him and himself.
You don't think Ohio State's going to have fun with that?
That's, boy, isn't there a line somewhere in there that you probably shouldn't cross? I mean, this went from... Oh my God, haha, this is the funniest story too. God, there's people's lives here that are ruined forever and potential. I mean, what if he had taken a knife and, I mean, he had the knife.
Think about his kids.
Yes.
He's got three girls.
Yeah.
I just wonder, in the pantheon of wild college football stories, where are we putting this?
Oh, it's number one.
Way over the top number one.
I mean, Petrino's was crazy.
Well,
and
don't forget about OJ.
But that didn't happen during...
That wasn't college.
Yeah,
I know, but...
I mean, Patino was pretty crazy. He had 8 second sex on the, like on a Italian
Rick Pitino. Well, what about Sandusky though? Like, dude, that was
he was just
in the. They were at the
facility. God,
and then the cover up that was found out to be happening before all that over and over again.
Larry Nasser was doing vaginal massages, and people at Michigan State knew
about it. Ohio State doctor.
My God.
Yes, the Ohio State doctor.
You know what?
They all might be like 1A, 1B, 1C. I'm not sure.
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
But see, Bobby Petrino.
Petrino's was funny. Like
he didn't have a death threat follow up after.
No, but he did.
That's the only thing missing.
That press conference with the road rash and the neck brace, and he had the mistress on the back of the motorcycle.
I just like to go riding, you know?
That one was funnier.
Hooker cell phone. That was pretty good.
Oh, Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Hugh Freeze had a bunch of prostitutes' numbers in his cell phone. That you, when you're a coach, you have to have a cell phone through the school. He had all the hook. He was calling hookers on his company cell phone. Rick Pitino had the prostitutes at that was servicing the players at the dorms. Remember that? And it was a mother daughter. It was a mother daughter combo. That was a good one. Boy, it's. The Nevin Shapiro at Miami, that one was pretty solid as well. And we've had, I don't know where you, because do you power rank funny or sad and tragic? Because sad and tragic is like Sandusky, Nasser.
No, I think just wild. Like, I mean, we're going to need a movie on this.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so probably, I don't know that this beats Penn State.
No, the Penn State won. The fall of Joe Paterno.
And the fallout.
Yeah, that's.
And how and, long all that was that. Going
and
on.
And Paterno died like right after. Like that's.
Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor.
Hey, man.
Yeah. With Art Briles.
Damn. That's your run-of-the-mill.
Well, that's football. Not even the most scandalous Baylor one. Dave Bliss.
Yeah.
Baylor has a
player murdered another player.
And then the coach tried to cover it up and blame someone else.
Well, there's that. I forgot about that
one. The Dave Bliss one is actually like more scandalous than the Art Briles one. Mike Price got fired from a hooker stripper before
Alabama.
He ever signed his contract.
Is college football
the
greatest soap opera that we have going? We just don't know about it.
Dude, when you put I would have never considered that to be a factual statement, but after what we just outlined, and those are the ones off the top of our head, I'm sure we're missing plenty.
Well, there's probably 85. It's like an iceberg. There's like 85 we don't know about.
Well, I know this isn't necessarily scandalous because it doesn't involve hookers or whatever, but the entire North Carolina basketball team that won a national title was taking a major that didn't exist. And North Carolina got away with it because they said that anyone at the school could have also taken the major that didn't exist and not go to class. Therefore, it was actually not an illegal benefit to their student athletes, and they got away with it. That's pretty good.
Add it to the list.
We just needed, like, instead of going to class, we needed someone, like, handing out, you know, handies or something instead of class.
Whoa.
Then that scandal would have... elevated. Remember, that was Roy Williams who said he didn't know about shoes.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you?
What are you talking about? Shoes? I just coach ball, man.
Nike? What? Huh? What? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.